Aurora and Ruins. Image, story and narration by Colleen Marnie. A number of years ago, my beautiful daughter and her wonderful husband told me about some ruins located at the back of Guildford, Victoria. They told me that I would love it for my photography, and it wasn't long before we all went out to visit it. Since then, I have been out to visit both day and night. I often wondered, though, if there was any chance that an aurora might be visible in the right conditions. But I knew that it would have to be a big display, as the ruins were not quite in the perfect location to shoot due south. With a big aurora expected, I set out to find if the ruins could be photographed with it in the background. It was a challenging location, though, because the grass was extremely long and I was cautious about parking on it in case the underneath of my hot car caused a fire. Parking on the dirt road was a risk, as there was little space for another vehicle to overtake if it came along. Always conscious of snakes on hot evenings, I pulled down the tray of my ute, climbed up my steps and sat on the back with my camera on the highest setting of the tripod. It was not long, though, before my quiet night was interrupted by unwelcome visitors. Not in the form of a snake, or even human. I found myself surrounded by many microbats flying around me, and in the pitch black of the night, on a lonely dirt road, nothing could have been more eerie. Music used with permission, bensound.com. License code 0JDOSUB2PHWPV9YV. Artist, Benjamin Tissot.